This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Residents of Halls Road upset over the fatal shooting of 31-year-old Nicole Rayside. Hoteliers expecting a strong winter tourist season. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes amendments to the Utilities Act, fearing the FTC's authority is being undermined. CARICOM heads meet tomorrow on the border dispute between Guyana and Venezuela as the U.S. declares its full backing of Guyana in the territorial impasse with Caracas. Good afternoon, I'm Tonisha Rokio. The details to the news just ahead. Residents of Halls Road, St. Michael, are upset over the killing of 31-year-old Nicole Rayside. Rayside was shot dead yesterday in a car at the entrance to the Grotto property near the stoplight at the corner of Culloden Road and Beckles Road. When Starcom Network News visited the home of the deceased, relatives declined to comment. However, residents who knew the deceased since he was a child said they were saddened by the shooting. We have disguised the voices of the residents at their request.
Well, I know the guy from time he's a baby, and he's a bad guy, but you know how the system is and how the youths, you know, choose the roads and things. But I saw that he get hurt as a young man, because he's a youngster and he's from a baby, and you know, he's not got life to live, so. And but he got violence in the bailiffs. Well, he's. But now it's stepped back up again, you know? I don't know why we're killing one else, so.
Another resident feels more needs to be done to address gun violence.
If you feel it, they know you feel bad. They get the lost your life to them in that situation. But them is the things that are going on right now. And the gun violence, you know? Youngsters gotta prove themselves, man. If you don't prove yourself, you can't survive within these streets. The solution? They gotta ask the governments to fix the egos of men.
That's residents of Halls Road, St. Michael. The Democratic Labour Party has criticized amendments to the Utilities Act, fearing the FTC's authority is being undermined. President of the party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, says the recently introduced amendments to the Utilities Act of Barbados give the minister the right to make decisions in a way that reduces the opportunity for interveners to have an impact. Dr. Yearwood was speaking at the end of year conference of the Democratic Labour Party.
And it's section 37. The minister may, on the recommendation of the commission or his own initiative, exempt the supply of electricity from a renewable energy resource by a renewable energy producer from the application of all or any of the provisions of this act, where the minister is satisfied in all circumstances that the exemption is required in the public interest.
He explained what the amendment would mean for Barbadians.
What this really means is that no rate or service regulation for an exempted electricity provider if the minister feels like it. This amendment will mean that a minister can determine that there is no regulation for an energy provider in Barbados, that they can get around the issues of regulation. So what just happened with Tricia Watson and those interveners would not happen. So the fact that those interveners, and we thank them, the Democratic Labour Party, I want our record, thanks Tricia Watson, thanks David Simpson, thanks those interveners for the job they've done. What just happened in terms of them winning that case to stop that rate hike, that will not happen.
That's President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Hoteliers are expecting a strong winter season as occupancy levels are high and bookings remain steady. The Ocean Hotel Group sales and marketing manager Jackie McDermott says they're optimistic about this winter season. She represents the Seabreeze Beach House, South Beach Resort, and the O2 Beach Club and Spa.
Looking into the winter, the pace, as we call it, so when we compare our bookings that are currently standing at this point compared to where they were last year, are really, really positive. So we're looking forward to having a busy winter season. But there's also obviously having things like cricket, in December encourages travel as well.
The Ocean Hotel Group Sales and Marketing Manager, Jackie McDermott. Meantime, Group and Sales and Marketing Operations Manager at Little Good Harbor, Javon Griffith, shares those sentiments. He says the projections for this year are above those from last year, and the demand for the destination is high.
In our property here on the West Coast, we are seeing occupancy levels that are averaging 88 to 92% between December and March 2024. April 2024 at the moment is hovering around 75%, which is extremely strong, much stronger than it was for April 23. Strong demand remains out of the UK market. That remains our strongest source of business, with approximately 85% of our guests coming from this very important market. So that all bodes well for Barbados. Many of my colleagues have been reporting the same things for winter.
Group Sales and Marketing Operations Manager at Little Good Harbor, Javon Griffith. CARICOM heads of government are set to meet tomorrow to discuss the ongoing territorial dispute between Guyana and Venezuela. This has been disclosed by Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission, who tells Starcom Network News CARICOM continues to give support to Guyana. Tensions between both countries have intensified, with Guyana's President Irfan Ali stressing the country is preparing to defend itself from Venezuela. Guyana has requested military assistance from allies and regional partners.
After all, Guyana is our member state. It's a founding member of CARICOM. Guyana is where the CARICOM secretariat is located. CARICOM has given strong support to Guyana in this border dispute with Venezuela, a border dispute that was inherited from the colonial period. So CARICOM continues to be engaged. There have been a number of recent developments over even the last 24 hours that we are going to have to give very careful thought to. And I can tell you that the CARICOM heads of government will be meeting on this matter tomorrow for a special meeting on this matter. So coming out of that meeting, there will be much more clarity on the latest CARICOM position.
That's Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission. A search and rescue operation resumed in Guyana early this morning to find an army helicopter that went missing yesterday with seven Guyana Defense Force personnel on board. The helicopter reportedly lost signal 30 miles from the border with Venezuela, but the search had to be called off for the night due to bad weather. Guyana Defense Force Chief of Staff Brigadier Omar Khan believes the emergency signal from the aircraft may have been triggered by the crew on board.
The aircraft was en route to our borders. It landed at Olive Creek and refueled. Shortly after takeoff, we lost contact. An ELT signal, which is the emergency locator transmitter signal, was emitted and has transmitted through satellite communication and to the aviation authorities. Whenever an ELT signal is emitted on any aircraft, it signals an issue. An ELT signal is triggered based on a crash landing, hard impact, or it can be triggered manually. I must tell you, we attempted to make contact with the aircraft and no communication was obtained.
Guyana's Defense Force Chief of Staff Brigadier Omar Khan. Meantime, the United States says it is fully backing Guyana against Venezuela's threat to seize its oil-rich western territory as tensions soar in their border dispute. Recapping the headlines, residents of Halls Road upset over the fatal shooting of 31-year-old Nicole Rayside. Hoteliers expecting a strong winter tourist season. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes amendments to the Utilities Act, fearing the FTC's authority is being undermined. CARICOM heads meet tomorrow on the border dispute between Guyana and Venezuela as the U.S. declares its full backing of Guyana in the territorial impasse with Caracas. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokio. Good afternoon.